And here on the South Shore, of course, election season two, we have Janet Fogarty joining us this morning. She is the Republican National Committee woman from Massachusetts and a 12-year elected member of the Massachusetts Republican State Committee. Janet, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, Christine. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you are running for re-election for the Republican State Committee. Now, for people that maybe are not that familiar with what state committees do and what their role is, could you tell our listeners just a little bit about that?
Certainly. So each of the two major parties, Republican and Democrat parties, set up that there's one man and one woman from each of the 40 state Senate districts in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And these two individuals are elected every 4 years at the presidential primary. And essentially, the role is like the board of directors of the party. It's an operational role. It conducts the business of each of the parties. And I'm running for re-election to the State Committee for the Republican Party of the Plymouth-Norfolk District, which is the towns of Weymouth down to Duxbury and over to Norwell, eight towns. I share the district with Senator Pat O'Connor.
Now, if people don't know you or want to know more about you, what would you say your three takeaway things to know about your candidacy you would want our listeners to know?
I have two opponents, and of the three of us, I am the experienced one, having served in the role for the past 12 years. And I also am a lifelong South Shore resident. I have worked hard in this district and nationally as well to help support the Republican candidates and elected officials of our district and of our party. We have the most number of Republican elected officials in the entire Commonwealth. And that's in large part due to a lot of the work that I've done over the years to help elect candidates and get them reelected. So I have the most experience and the track record that supports it.
No, it's interesting. In a state like Massachusetts that's so predominantly filled with Democrats, and you said that this part of the state, Plymouth County, and part, of course, Norfolk County, you do have more of a Republican stronghold statewide. Why do you think that is?
It's a good question. I don't know why people, more conservatives, tend to gravitate toward this area, but it has traditionally been, much more of a Republican base, but it's changed a lot over the years as well. So, a lot of people moving into the area, a lot of people leaving the area and leaving the Commonwealth. And a lot of voters have just left both parties, actually, and become unenrolled. So most voters are registered as unenrolled, and that seems to be where the trend is for Massachusetts voters. But still on the South Shore, we tend to have more of a Republican-leaning base.
And just two quick questions. What do you think the most important issue is going to be this election season? And what's the best way for people to learn more about your candidacy, whether it's a website or a Facebook page?
Sure. Okay. Well, the most important issue right now for everyone, whether Republican, Democrat, or any other party, is the issue of the illegal migrant crisis that is totally impacting us here in the Commonwealth, and it's at a crisis level. So that is the biggest issue that affects everyone, and how it's affecting our economy locally, not just nationally, but here in Massachusetts. That would be the number one issue. Of course, inflation is always there as well. And crime, we have major concerns about crime. To learn more about me and my candidacy, I'd love for your listeners to visit my website, which is www.reelectjanet.com. And my Facebook page is the committee, Janet Fogarty for State Committee, I believe is what the name of the page is. But if you just put in my name, F-O-G-A-R-T-Y, it will pull up.
We appreciate you joining us. Again, that's Janet Fogarty. She's running for re-election for the Republican State Committee, and the district includes, we've got Weymouth, Hingham, Hull, Cohasset, Scituate, Norwell, Marshfield, and Duxbury. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Christine. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be back right after this.
Ever see a windshield crack grow smaller? Not ever. I'm Peter Brown of Tiny & Sons Glass in Pembroke. Windshield cracks grow like a bad toothache. The reason is, you come out of your warm house into cold air. You reach for that cold door handle. Your windshield is cold. You turn on a defroster. Your windshield is hot. Windshield expands. Not much, just enough to pull that crack along. Advice, check your windshield now. Little dings, starburst, bullseyes. We'll fix them before they grow awful. Just call 1-888-64-TINIES, and thank you.